Welcome back to the one and only show that goes off the rails in almost minute one, The Vagabond Dilemma. Today my co-host Henry has pulled a sneaky one on me by being a lazy bum, and the surprises don't stop there. So happy Pride to those who are celebrating, and enjoy.
Hey Rudy. Fuck you. You know? I actually started off well.
It's fine. Who's gonna know? All Nobody's right. gonna know. Who's gonna know?
Okay. Hey, Rudy. Hey, buddy.
Hey.
Do you want to talk to me? Do you wish to open up conversation to me? Would you like to talk to me? I'm trying to be vulnerable.
How are you today?
I'm not doing so well, actually. I'm actually really not doing so well today.
Good, finally I can host an episode on my own. Goodbye!
Okay. Alright, good night everyone.
Thank you for listening for The Vagabond Dilemma. Okay, what is it?
I didn't do my prep today, Rudy. I'm really sorry.
Fucking bastard.
But I have activated a secret agent which did it for me.
A secret agent?
No, a secret agent.
Well, okay.
Anyway,
is this like a wanna-be-a-millionaire call to a friend?
I guess, except that the friend is here for the entire episode and also did the prep, and like, I'm just here basically as a visitor.
So it's slavery.
Yes, and on that note, welcome, Anna, our good friend.
Hi, hello.
Hello.
My child is finally on the podcast, and it's, well, child labor.
That's right.
It's
we
based.
Made her do all the work.
I yearn for the mines.
Well then, before we get into an episode, we should introduce the podcast.
Right.
Right. At least that you prepared, right?
Right. Fuck, I'm blanking. This is, I don't remember what this is. What is this?
People?
What is this? What is it, Rudy? Help me! Where are we? Where am I?
Are we done?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. This is The Vagabond Dilemma.
Energy! Energy in the chat!
This is The Vagabond Dilemma. This is The Vagabond Dilemma. And what we do is we have a topic. Yeah, we have a topic. I'm lost.
And now he's actually blanking.
What's it about, Henry? What is it about?
We have a topic. We talk about it. Discuss the history and the info about it. Often an explorer, but can be something else. And then we improvise on a potential resolution that happened to them before going to that actual resolution. That's
that
the structure.
Is right. And today we have a guest host for those who didn't take up on the bit.
That's right.
Our guest. It's not just my voice just randomly inserted into the first 3 minutes of this episode without any further meaning. I'm
that's
actually
what we
doing
call
something.
Clickbait.
True, and that's
just
very
insert
based.
The voice in the beginning and then just gone for the rest of the episode.
You're so content filled, Rudy.
I know.
Okay.
I'm getting so good at it, and honestly, I go throughout my day and I'm like, you know what? That's content right there. Pull out your cameras. That's content.
Right. Is that actually what you want, to have people record you?
Hell yeah.
Make a documentary.
I live my life as if I would be filmed for a Netflix special.
I think that's a very sad way to live your life, King. And I don't even mean that like as an insult to you. That's just like really sad.
Well, on that good note, any small talk you would want to enlighten me about?
Any less on the nose, please, sir? Now, chapter one, small talk.
In this section of our paper, we are discussing the small talk between the two people.
Oh, that's something I can talk about. So I've been working on my bachelor end paper, right? And God, I fucking hate writing. I have been working for like months now in a lab, right? Doing the practical stuff, programming and whatnot. And then for 2 days, in 2 days, I was doing the, I'm not counting the, you know, prep for it, but for 2 days, I was writing the BEP paper. God fucking damn, it killed me. It killed me. My brains were like out there on the floor, just evaporating in front of me, in front of God, in front of everybody.
I mean, at least it's quick.
This is what I get.
I mean, look,
no, I agree. It's still very painful.
I've said this before. After like doing all the lab stuff and then writing, it's not. In my opinion, it's nice as a bit of a switch up. It's not as intense. It's like you still have to think, but it's just like vomiting out the word.
Okay, here's a better prompt. Does lube expire?
Sorry, I just want to say that you brought us here, okay? So you don't get to say that the topic sucks.
I think it definitely like discolors over time, but I don't know if it can expire.
Is this relevant, by the way?
Lube? Wait, what? Discolors?
Yeah, I mean, it can, like, over time turn just a little bit yellow, like, from heat exposure or exposure to the sun or whatever.
Okay, I regret everything in this
Once life. Again, you can't complain because you brought us here.
I blame myself, and that's okay. I blame myself, and I have lived with myself for already, actually, what is it, 22 years? No? Yes, 22 years. And it's fine. I've learned how to love the parts of me that can be loved.
Right. And this wasn't part of them, or?
That's... Why would you like to know, huh?
What do you mean?
What is what do you have about this, huh?
I'm not following...
What's the in on this?
I'm not following still. What are you trying to say?
I'm trying to claw at conversation topics and I'm blanking right now, so help me out.
Okay.
Oh, here's the one that I actually am curious about. do you now, because we have a guest host, do you know the topic that we're going to talk about? Because I'm obviously in the dark, but are you informed about what we're going to talk about?
No. I did want... I mean, this is like a test of format, because I remember when we discussed this, it was like that the guest... Or it's either like you just prepare a regular episode and there's a guest, or it's like the guest prepares something, and I think that's more interesting. So we're trying to... Want to try it out, see if it works, and if it doesn't, then we're never inviting anybody else on again, and also the podcast is cancelled. So, no pressure.
That's fair. No, that's fair.
Yeah. I knew you would agree with me on this, Rudy, so I didn't
feel the need to say anything. I perform so well under pressure. Thanks, guys.
It's great to hear.
That's so good.
Oh.
Remember, if you're not funny, you're off the friends list. All right.
Should we get into
this old child thing?
Should we get into it then?
Let's crack on.
Go on then.
So.
Boo. I will say...
You are such a bitch.
I'm sorry.
So, I will say, like, I've just been more of a passive listener to everything I've listened in the podcast. So, I don't necessarily know all of the flow of how this works, but I'll just...
It's a dog, isn't it?
No.
That's why I tried to knock a dog out of the park earlier.
But that's pretty funny and cool throwback. Callback, even, to one of the earlier episodes, where, like, I think for the first time, there was a twist, because the protagonist was a dog.
Listeners at home, if you, whenever you mention Vagabond Dilemma to me, and you don't quote or do a throwback to one of the episodes we've done, get the fuck out of my face.
Talking to Rudy, and you have to throw in the mandatory... Oh, this conversation is a throwback to episode 24. Where you...
Me walking up to Rudy being like, oh my god, Krakatoa. So, I forgot to mention it so far, but Krakatoa. No, but like, it's a throwback in the sense that today my story will also have a twist.
Okay.
That you can listen out for and try to guess.
Can we do a race who guesses it first between me and Henry?
I think... Sure, I guess.
Hell yeah! Let's get it! Henry,
I don't know
if this
works out
down.
in the format, but...
Sure. I mean, it's just...
Get used to the ground, because that's where you're going to end up.
Yeah, nice. I'm on the 9th floor, by the way, so... I feel like I have the high ground here.
It's true.
I just wanted to add, you have like a twist, right? The race is just whoever guesses it first after being prompted at the end, I assume, or do you want us to guess in between?
Yeah, I think it's better to like make your guess, like announce your guess at the end, and then maybe like in the middle of the episode you can go like, oh, I have a guess, and then just keep it in mind for later.
Okay.
Does it matter how many times I do my guess? Like, do I have a one guess limit? Or can I just scream shit out in the middle of the episode?
Well, we just said that not in the middle, right?
Okay, fine. And no at fun the end, allowed. You, no you can fun say that allowed.
We just discussed this, motherfucker. We just you discussed. Say, we just got the format, the and you're like,
we're getting
oh,
off topic.
Can I
we're getting off topic.
Break the rules then? Am I allowed to do that? And it's like, no, sir.
It's going to be me and Anna for this episode. Henry, goodbye.
Yeah, I'm going to cut your track out. Nice try, buddy.
But yeah, let's just keep the guess until the end so that listeners can maybe also guess without spoilers. Boggies? Okay, sorry for that.
Dog.
That came out wrong. Oh my god, the look on Rudy's face.
We have that now officially on record in the podcast.
I hate everything this stands for.
It came out accidentally.
Let's go, keep up the tempo! Yo!
So this is a story from Swedish folklore.
Okay.
So it will have like quite a lot of fantasy in it, and not everything will be very as realistic, let's say. So the person we are talking about is called Alex. I guess you could pronounce it in English, but in Swedish it would maybe be like Alex. Alex.
Nice.
Alex. I don't know.
Alex.
And one of the cool things about this explorer, this vagabond, is that their gender is actually like undetermined in the folklore, because like it's been like when people talk about them in Swedish, they used like the neutral hen pronoun instead of like hun or hon, which are masculine and feminine, which I don't know, I just thought it was interesting. It's like
I see what's happening here.
It's a rare Swedish W.
This is a pride episode, isn't it?
No, that is the only mention to queer culture.
Henry, I see what you did here. This is officially, we are now a pride ally show.
So real.
Right, because before we were like complete homophobes.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's why I love doing this podcast with you, Rudy, because it's a real inside look.
Yeah, can I now then say if it's pride?
No, I'm still gonna cut that out. So, I mean, I cut way more shit out than you think, by the way, just so you know.
I am not, I'm going to be real here, not listening to the episodes as like the past 10 of them.
I know, you wouldn't know. But when you say something I don't like, I cut it out.
Do I even appear in the past episodes?
No, it's been a little sparse here and there, I will say. But
on the real end, I don't really cut things out, but there is every now and then I will. And I just don't mention it because the world is better off not knowing what you said.
Okay, then let's go back to our Alex.
Yes. So,
Alex.
I actually put this in my notes. It's like, I'm putting this in my books as a rare Sweden W.
Real.
For doing that. So, now the story actually begins. Alex grew up in a small village somewhere in like a pine forest in the north of Sweden. But sadly, they became an orphan early in life, because bandits raided their village, and both of their parents were killed.
Okay. I'll take.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I mean, yeah. I mean, I guess. Okay, whatever.
Yeah. But luckily, the other people of the village took care to raise Alex. And, like, here the folklore even goes a little bit in depth about like how they were raised in like a healthy way, like even to like modern standards, like not just physically healthy but like emotionally healthy, which was, I don't know, it was pretty good. It's like pretty, it's a weird vibe, the folklore, but it's whatever, it's pretty cool.
Okay.
Then when Alex came to the age where they need to, like, get a job, basically, like, become useful for the village, they were raised to be a carpenter, and they became very handy with wood. Making things out of wood.
Not a Pride episode about wood.
So real, actually.
Hell yeah, brothers, get in!
A little later, when they got the hang of the carpentry, they also started dabbling in other things, like blacksmithing, for example. Turns out they were just very creative and loved learning new ways to make things. Just pretty wholesome.
For example, meth.
Wasn't in the story, but maybe it was implied, yeah. Let's see.
We got to earn your money, you know.
That is true.
Falling out of the sky.
Especially, and, like, in a pine forest in the north of Sweden.
Yeah.
In this economy.
And at the same time, you also have your hobby then. Like, hobby and work, you know. They say when your hobby is your job, you never have to work, am I right?
Moving on.
Funny throwback to another episode.
No. We move on.
Yes, but eventually they felt kind of limited in their creativity because, like, how small their village was. It was, like, in the middle of a pine forest, so there's nothing to do, really. So they got this urge to explore a little, to travel a little, to see what the world has to offer outside of their lonely...
outside of the pine forest.
I guess in the north of Sweden there isn't a lot more than pine forest and villages in or out of them. So they want to see what's outside of the pine forest. So they left. And I did find this a little bit weird. In this folklore story, it was very brief. They just kind of, like, left. I find that a little bit unbelievable because, like, first they went on, like, oh, they have this great bond between all of the other village people and them, and like, it wasn't mentioned that they left in, like, a heartfelt way, or that there was a big goodbye, or whether they just left in the night never to be seen again.
Okay, noted. Just so you all know, here are my notes. I'm showing it to the camera, and here, with undertone, fuck off.
Yeah, pretty much. They fuck off. And they traveled. They traveled a bit south. And they were hoping to find excitement, inspiration for their creativity.
So basically, this bozo. Just saying here, we've been giving that, you know, apparently good childhood is actually not what I wrote down, right? Like, everything raised up properly, blah, blah. But then has to leave to find excitement and inspiration. How good of a childhood can you have if you have to leave to get excitement out of life?
Sorry, are you the guy from Latvia that's here right now in the Netherlands?
I'm just going to retreat in my defeat.
Damn, decisive victory. So they were trying to find inspiration for their creativity, whether that be like a bigger city or maybe some miracle of nature. Rudy, what the fuck?
Talking about wood, am I right?
Yeah.
That's what they're trying to find, all I'm saying.
Yeah, let's just, audio listeners, let's just be glad that this podcast does not have a video track.
Honestly, I pitched this idea before, but I think it's Henry was not going to do the effort.
Listen, I said this, if you edit it, I'm down.
Yeah, see, if I edit it, this is exactly the problem.
I have zero experience with video
Anna,
editing.
Please?
So Henry, you're not going to make me feel...
Henry,
no.
I think you're interrupting.
No, you know what? You're
Henry,
not going to make me feel bad. I am interrupting, and good. You're not going to make me feel bad for...
This is why I turned to tea drinking, because of you.
Yeah. Yeah, drink that tea. I hope you get real fucked up on that tea as well. Alright, go on then.
So they traveled through forests and like large empty grass fields, I guess, because like there's not a lot else in northern Sweden, really. Eventually they found another village. Rudy, shut the fuck up. They eventually found another village, and after staying there in the night, because they were pretty welcoming there.
They stayed over.
Can you drop it, sir?
I am making this a pride episode about me and my dreams and beliefs and fantasy.
Rudy, please, for the love of...
This is gay lore! This is gay lore!
Rudy, for the love of all of your friends, please get laid. Like, please just get this out of your system. Just get laid. Holy shit.
Oh, I love this episode. Let's go.
Right, where was I? Right, they stayed the night in the village. And after that, when they were leaving again, a pig from one of the pig pens decided to, like, jump out and just follow Alex. Yes, Rudy?
I raised my hand like a good boy. Pig, probably an analogy for a man.
Sure. Sure.
Go on.
Yeah, so the pig decided to follow Alex just on their adventure. Pretty cute. And Alex named the pig Sven, which I think... What?
It's just a funny name for a pig.
Like, I think it might be like a pun for Sven, which is like swine in Swedish. But it's also an actual name in Swedish. So that was pretty funny. And eventually, after traveling for a couple more weeks, they got to like a mountainous region. So presumably they're like in Norway, right? Like they've arrived somewhere in Norway now-ish.
This is the Google Maps.
Yeah, this is where it finally becomes relevant. And this is also where it stops being relevant. So you can close the tab again. But, however, they've never found anything really exciting, anything that really triggered that inspiration.
Sorry, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Did we have a time for when this was, or this is just ancient folklore, just as a general note of time?
That's true.
Take into account the infrastructure that's available at the time.
Because I wanted to say, just if this motherfucker needs something interesting, just play a video game or some shit, bro. Like, get real.
True. Honestly, Henry, good take.
Thank you.
This is folklore. I don't know how old it is, to be honest. But this is, like, think there are no, like, stone roads. It's just, like, dirt paths and, like, small villages and forests. And, like, okay. Maybe, like, a bigger town somewhere.
So, like, 10 years ago in Sweden.
So true.
Basically. Right, yes. So they never found anything truly exciting. And they thought maybe adventuring is not their calling. So they decided, if tomorrow I don't see anything special, I'll just go back to my village and live the rest of my life like everyone else.
This sounds like me trying to stop playing something like Overwatch.
This is Pride, you can't name Overwatch here in this chat.
Overwatch has a Pride event.
You are on thin ice here. Don't even mention
that. Oh my god, they finally
said. You better blur out what you just said.
I was just making a topical reference.
Anna, back to you.
But like in typical folklore and storytelling nature, thank you for the attentive notes, Rudy. In typical storytelling nature, the next day.
Do you read that, or is it mirrored?
Yeah, I can read that, yes.
Alright.
Oh my god.
Episode is so on the rails and normal. Alright. Sorry, go on. You don't deserve this. I just want to be clear.
Right. I'll move on. The next day, they went over the top of the of a hill. So they went over the top of the hill, and they found something inspirational and very weird. They found a strange glowing opening, or a portal, or a gateway, whatever you want to call it, like in the middle of the field, and around.
Oh, I missed
Trudy,
that one.
Please, for the love of God, I cannot finish this story on time.
Gaping hole is what they found.
Jesus Christ.
I'll just try to power through, I guess. I guess pretty topical with holes, but whatever. So around this portal that they found,
Anna, you. By the way, when me and Henry are doing this, you go on. You go on.
It's
nobody's
very
gonna
difficult.
Know. You
it's
don't,
very,
just go on. Fair. Don't even look at the camera. Because if Henry's doing some shenanigans, that's just him. Don't. Just listen to
I was just giving Rudy a bit of feedback about his performance so far. Okay.
Okay.
Please.
So, to quickly recap, they found, like, some gateway in the middle of a field, and around this gateway, this portal, the ground had turned red and black. Like, it was slowly burning away, like maybe charred or like still burning a little bit. And Alex thought, well, I mean, I guess this is kind of what I promised myself. Fuck it. I'm going exploring. If I die, I don't care. I don't know what's on the other side of this, but whatever. So, turns out that was a portal to hell. And then I'm kind of fucked. Alex didn't quite know immediately that this was hell, so they just nervously wandered around a bit, seeing what they could find. But they were pretty anxious about it. Pretty quickly, they stumbled upon a big dark building, just like towering over top of things. And there wasn't a whole lot interesting in that building listed in the folklore, but they came across like these weird demons made up of only flames that spoke in a really weird language that Alex couldn't understand. So like Danish, I guess, instead of Swedish.
Okay, nice.
And also what are said to be lost souls whose flesh has been burned away by the heat of hell. They only have their bones still turned to charcoal as they're forced to burn alive for eternity while never dying, which is like the rough translation from the old text. I mean, yeah, pretty scary description.
This is a Swedish bedtime story?
Kids, if you ever find a weird portal,
I mean, I'm not gonna,
in the middle
I'm not
of a
gonna
field,
lie.
Don't
to me,
go.
When I was a kid, my grandma sometimes read me stories from Latvian folklore that weren't much better. But still, you know, taking modern standards, Sweden, you're wildin'.
Yeah, they first were like really wholesome and like described a healthy relationship, and now they had to turn.
I like the
down
extremes
again
here.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and Sven, the pig companion, almost died by a flame demon. So by now, Alex, they didn't really understand this place. They were scared. They were like, okay, no, I'm gonna leave. I'm just gonna turn back, hope to find the portal back again, and just go back to my village. So they did. They started heading back to the village. When they got back, they were there for a little bit, just recovering. And then they thought, well, you know, I'm alive still. Apparently I can handle this. I still want to do something exciting. I'll go exploring again. So they took Sven again, the pig, with them. Why are you shaking your head?
This motherfucker needs to make up their mind, is all I'm saying, you know? But go on.
Fair enough. Right, so they set out again with Sven. They traveled in a different direction this time, but it wasn't listed this time. And eventually, there's this really heavy storm with a lot of rain, a lot of wind, a lot of lightning, and they thought, I need to hide somewhere. And they miraculously found like a little cave entrance to hide in.
Yeah, I just wanted to say this is probably the origin story of where like parents say don't stand under a tree when there's a storm, because this motherfucker like was like, oh, I need shelter, and then got fucking killed.
Here's me as a child, true story, running around in an open field with a metal pole in my hand before a thunderstorm because I thought I would catch light. Grandma's place really had fun times.
Well, that's just being energy woke, Rudy. I respect it.
I just needed more energy. I wanted to become more powerful.
Continue.
Yes. So they found this cave entrance to hide in, and I guess like happens in every story which involves a cave entrance, they fall asleep eventually. In the cave, they fall asleep. Eventually, they wake up again. Whoa. They decided to explore the cave just a little bit. They just wanted to... Just a couple more footsteps in the cave. That kind of went wrong immediately. They... I swear to God.
This is so bad because, like...
You're just causing me to pause all the time.
Yeah. I mean, okay.
They just discovered big things and decided to explore things further.
They went inside.
And you know
find
what?
New things
about... We support exploring.
Yeah.
In
exactly.
Exploring of any kind.
Any kind.
Of any...
Physical, emotional,
physical...
bodily. It's all good.
Yeah. Exactly.
Because it's pride. Hell yeah. Rock and roll, am I right? This is me being an ally. Kids,
Rudy,
get out there. Bone.
Rudy, you're a gay man. There's no need to be an ally.
I'm an ally, and I would like to be known as one. Sign me up on the sheets. Sign me up on the sheets that I am an ally.
The National Registry of Allies.
Real.
Yeah, so this immediately went wrong. They fell down, like... A cave, like a drop in the cave they couldn't see. But luckily it wasn't too far down to where like they would break a leg and just die. But they got back up on their feet, looked around, and from one direction deeper in the cave they saw a light coming pretty faintly. So they moved towards it. And eventually they stumbled upon like this underground structure with loads of corridors. Cobwebs all around. It kind of seemed abandoned, but like definitely as if someone had lived here not too long ago.
You know who you just described? You know what would be a good caption for this kind of description, like as a meme? You describe all that, and then the caption is like when they say it's their first time.
Oh my god.
Definitely as somebody had lived there.
My god.
Oh, right. No.
Let's go.
Yes. So they wandered around this underground structure. And eventually they come to one special room, and it has another portal. It looks a bit different, but it's still like definitely like some gateway to another place. So again they said, fuck it. And they went in, and they were never seen again.
Ooh, ooh. Oh, that's where the story ends for us now.
Yes.
I see. Well, Henry, you want to say something? I have, by the way, like, notes, like, full notes.
Right, and next to that, what did it say next to that again?
Oh, you couldn't read it. Let me. Henry sucks! 3 exclamation marks.
We're not gonna guess the thingy yet, right? Quite frankly.
I am honestly... So wait, so the thingy we're trying to guess is where they went?
No, it's like...
It's about Alex, no?
Okay, Okay.
Well, the twist is like an like kind of an overarching thing.
Okay. So yeah, I don't think we have enough evidence for now, Henry, so we buried the hatchet for the next 10 minutes.
I mean, I have an idea.
No.
Just because you're too dumb to get an idea, doesn't mean I have to stop it.
No, I know. I mean, I know exactly what happened. But I thought maybe you...
Oh, may I start?
Go on.
This is kind of like... more about the first part than the second part, right?
Wait, hold on. Just one second. Right now, we're doing the improv, right? And like the way, the guessing what the twist is, we're doing at the end, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, way to show how the sausage is made, Anna.
Yeah, exactly, no, Anna. Sure. Thank you for really opening the bean can right there.
Fuck it, I'm cutting out your whole track. Honestly. It's over.
Fucking L take.
Okay, anyway. So, in the first part of the story, you say they find a portal to hell, right?
Mm-hmm.
So here's how I interpret that. They're wandering around in the pine forests of Sweden, right? You say they were going towards Norway, or they were already in Norway?
I think the portal should have been already in Norway.
Yeah.
Yes, but here's the thing. They were wandering around in northern Norway, right? Mostly just mountains, whatever the fuck.
Sure.
There's a portal there. Let's go in. They go in. Where do they come out? Talk about Google Maps. They come out in hell in Norway. The place. Yeah.
Oh my god.
The place called hell. You can verify this is this near Trondheim, right? It's so beautiful that their Swedish brain can only interpret this like as it's burning their eyes, basically, because it's just so good, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
like you're saying that Sweden is such a backwater country that they could never have anything good.
Exactly.
You so they showed it.
Real. But also, let's not bring that up again. So, they just in complete shock of like, what the fuck is this actually good country that we're next to? They go back out, and now basically they're just like, in a daze, we need to find something comparable to this, because it just doesn't get better. And just in their confusion, they just wander into a cave. In the distance, they see a fire, because, I don't know, somebody has a campfire in a cave. And just like moths to a flame, they are attracted to it, and they just keep chasing it. And they can't find their way out again, because there's no other light source. So, they were chasing the Norway underground. But it turns out the real Norway was beside them all along.
Damn. That's a very poetic way of literally making no sense.
Thank you. But I tried my best for that.
I was following the story up to some point, and then I was finding true Norway, huh?
Just know, they saw Norway, and it couldn't get any better, so they just went into a cave to die.
Oh, so they couldn't accept it, that it can be this good.
Right.
It's basically as humans finding Atlantis back in the day. It's like, it can't be this good. So we're going to sink it, and this never happened. Nobody found this. This is what happened, by the way. They found Atlantis, and they were like, that is too good. Shoot it down right now.
Right. Right.
Well, really? Honestly, I mean, I was writing funny notes, and some of them now are confusing as to what happened, because I'm going to just improvise this. At some point, I wrote that Sven almost gets baconed.
I also pretty have much, that in my notes, actually.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I know exactly what happened. So. Imagine. This is a Pride episode, right?
Right.
This is gonna go also off the rails. I don't know how much will be left of what I say in the episode, but let's try to get the most out of it, huh, champs? So imagine you're born in this town where, accepting childhood, or where I've written apparently good childhood, you know, blah, 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 blah. The child is born non-standard, but the only non-standard child in a radius. Nobody wants to bone. What's a person to do? Right? And especially if you live in a pine forest where it's all big pine cones and big wood, And it's like, it just gets you going, you know? So you have to get out to get, you know, inspiration and excitement, in other words. So, fucks off, is what I've written here. I mean, carpentry, blacksmithing, you know how hot that is? DIY bozo looking ass? That shit? Mm. That shit's pretty cool, right? Then,
Henry, don't ever do that.
Goes to a tavern, stays overnight, whatever, finds Sven. Conveniently for the story being a pig, but in reality, it's a man. It's a man, all right? Otherwise, why would you keep that pig around? It's a woo, trish. But gay people can never have enough. So go to Norway. Go over the hills and blah, 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 because what else is there to life? Why not, you know, if life is simple, you must suffer, because otherwise, what's the use of it? It's too simple, right? So you go over the hills, and then, Alex is trying to, you know, basically, you know when gays first come out? It's like, yo, I have to get in the community. What in reality happened? You say, Gates of Hell? LA Pride. Right there. Hmm? LA Pride. Okay. Burning, whatever. Big dark building? Well, I'm gonna conveniently in this episode say it's gonna be Luigi's mansion, but in reality, what I mean is Luigi's whorehouse, and I don't know if you're gonna leave that in the episode or you're gonna. People flaming around. It's flames of passion, you know? Flirting, and it's so obvious, so on the top, that Alex feels a bit uncomfortable. Then I heard there was a lot of boning boys or whatever they were called. And poor Sven, trying to go along with Alex, basically almost gets bacon.
Right. And
that's what happens when you, well, participate in activities that involve multiple flames of passion.
Right, so Sven had the big wood, but not even he could handle the bony boys, is what you're saying.
Right, so they were like, you know, this was a trip to open our eyes, but let's chill, let's go back home. So they go back home. And this is when love gets, you know, it's comfortable. The excitement and inspiration, the honeymoon is, you know, gone. It gets comfortable.
Mm.
But after a while, you know, comfortable lasts for like about, you know, if for a normal straight couple, comfortable lasts for 40 years of marriage, then for a gay couple, it's like 5 days. And that's working days. We're not including holidays. So they're like, you know what? That was kind of fun. Let's go back out there, yeah? So they go back, but they don't find the portal to hell. What they find is a cave, and they're like, well, at this point, might as well, you know, we never tried this. Let's get experimental, yo, let's do it in a cave. And, well, they get lost in the labyrinth of finding out new stuff when your relationship seems pretty stale. So in reality, what this comes out of is it's a gay love story, where the problem is that after a while, when the excitement, you know, gets out of it, you're trying to rekindle your love, and you do so by going to a cave in Sweden or in Norway, right? Whatever they went.
These people knew each other for what, 6 days, and then it got stale already?
That's gay love for you, buddy. Why do you think that's Pride sad is to it's, hear, it's only a month? Because for later it's just, ooh, there's too much to sell.
Right. After 1 month of Pride, it's like one month of Pride
happens, and then that, like, let's say you have a protagonist, gay protagonist, right? 1 month of Pride happens, then for the rest of the year, you keep telling stories about what happened in that Pride, and then, whoa, look around the corner, there's next Pride!
That's true.
You need that 11-month cooldown, basically.
Exactly.
Okay. So what was the end of your story? They're just fucking in a cave, was it?
They're rekindling their passion for each other.
Right.
There's no need to go out to, you know, to find new heights in life if you can just find new lows in the person you're together with.
Yikes. But also, so in this case, is this still going on? Or they just decided to never leave the cave and nobody came looking for them?
Oh, like that. Honestly, up to interpretation on my end. It's just, I wanted to say, and this is a hot take coming from me, they found love, and they re-found love, and it's cute. As it is Prime Month, for this one episode, I will say, love is cute.
That's not the Rudy I
okay, fuck this. Podcast, everybody, you know what? I did tell this to somebody recently. when they introduced me to their new girlfriend. I was like, it's okay, it passes.
Good. Good. That's the Rudy that I want to hear from.
That's the supporting Rudy we all know, huh?
Hell yeah, brother.
Yeah.
The way, I mean, I should not tell that to people who actually don't know me at all, because I knew the person. I was like, okay, you know, I can joke with you. But the person they introduced me to was like the first time I ever met the girl. And then she was like, huh?
You said it to her face?
It is a little bit extreme to say that to a random person. Yeah, I agree.
But then I was just like, it's okay. You can reel him in, because men are pigs, so he's probably going to stay.
It's just your average.
The trick is, if you're a woman and you're really in a gay person, if you're really in a man, right? And at some point in life, right? Let's say you did everything perfectly, as you women usually do. Everything is going fine, but then that pig goes and cheats on you, whatever. Just, okay. Don't forgive him, but wait a bit, he'll crawl back. But if he cheats on you with a gay person, don't sell everything, he's not coming back.
Some trash ass advice, King. I hate to say it. I really hate to rip you down right here, but nah.
I agree with Rudy. This is the most sane relationship advice I've ever seen. If your partner cheats on you, get them back. Not even beg them to get back with you. Make them beg you to
and
get
then,
back with them.
On top
so
of
what's
that,
the end
say
game
no.
there?
The end game
is
emotional
revenge.
Manipulation.
How about you just leave?
No, that's too easy. That's too healthy.
Manipulate them.
We don't
motherfuckers
do this
are completely fucked in the head, unfortunately. Anna, this is how I have to find out. All right. Anna, would you like to contribute an idea as well? Do you have any clues, any ideas, any story?
Well, my first instinct goes to Sven. Sven, maybe Sven was a little bit big. Maybe they were a large pig, just heavy.
Okay.
And, you know, maybe when they almost died and got baconed, like Rudy said, maybe that would have actually been, like, a really good moment for the economy, like, lots of food for everyone. You could, like, feed two whole villages, like, for 2 years.
Right, because, I mean, where else can you find a pig in a pine forest, right? It's not...
Yeah, but this was, like, a big pig, like, at least half, like, 50% bigger than
like,
other pigs.
I hate to say this, a certified chonker.
So
get me out of here. Get me out.
Go and jump off a balcony, please.
Go on, Anna.
So you see him. So you see Sven coming towards you, and you think, "Oh Lord, he coming." But no.
So bad. Yes.
My first thought of a theory is that so Alex went into the portal and they were just standing there, like observing around them, whatever it is, because it's not described. And then Sven thinks, oh no, I also want to go in. And they go in, but it's the portal on the other side is like on a little drop. Like you don't just like walk out like on your two legs, kind of like dropping like, you know, cushioning your own fall. But Sven being a pig and being large, just kind of falls on Alex and Alex dies. You just get crushed, I guess.
The end of your story?
The whole
Alex just fucking dies because Sven basically with his fat ass just fucking kills him?
That's my theory of what happens.
Oh, that's a bright story for you all. There is such a thing as, you know, too big of an ass.
Right.
Death by snoo-snoo.
Please.
It's been known. This was the original warning story for that.
Okay. Honestly, at that point, why not kill the pig? If it can solve the economy.
I mean, because it's your buddy.
A true gay person would kill the pig because of the economy. Think materialistic girl, you know? I'm a material girl. Hmm.
gay people have been known to like
capitalism. At this point, though, time. Good setup for everybody to just start, like, moment of silence for this point in time, please. No, because I lost the thread of thoughts. Oh yeah, I am dying to guess what the overarching thing is, Henry.
Can I pitch one more idea?
Sure.
Yeah.
And I will say, I do not know where I'm going with this, because it's more the initial concept of it. Okay. In a way, this is almost a guess, right?
Okay.
But not quite, but you can tell me if I'm right. But it will count
as your guess.
I know I won't be right, but if I am right, I am proud. So, this story is actually about Sven, right? If you think about it, right? This is what happened. Hmm. Alex, right? Think of Alex in your head. Alex, 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 Alex. A legs, right? What happened? It's Sven's arc on trying to walk, and Alex, a legs, is his invisible friend. Or what's it called? Imaginary friend. That's there as like a support figure to him. As yeah. Sven really just.
And what is this story about dieting or something?
He's trying to learn how to walk, basically. And the hell part is like, oh, this is when the village he lived, because he had a cage of like 1 by 2 meters, right? He didn't live a good life.
Oh my God.
Right?
Now I'm just imagining like a really oversized, way too big pig in a way too small cage, like with like the fat of the pig like kind of bulging out of like the squares of the fence. Okay, we understand gluttony, yes.
Okay. So basically, Sven had to have a very vivid imagination because he was never allowed to go anywhere. And Alex, legs, his friend, who is going to help him try to walk, to escape, you know. So his adventures were really just, like, the time they went to hell, it was just the villagers putting a fire in front of his, like, enclosure and taunting him, saying, we're going to fucking eat you soon, buddy.
What the fuck? This is so dark.
And like the charcoal bone people were just like, Sven's pig friends already like eaten like
bacon, yeah. And then in the end, the adventure in the cave, it was just that was right before they killed his ass and were gonna like dry his meat to make jerky out of him.
Jesus fucking.
So basically, the end of this story is my guess is that Alex is more of an amorphous concept rather than an actual person on an adventure. Thoughts? Sorry, thoughts?
You know what? Good if guess. That, good guess, opponent. Good guess.
If that was it, that would be a very good, like, I don't know what to say. Like
so Anna has given me a clue.
A good slice of ham, you could say.
Real.
Okay. Right. My guess, Tom.
Sure.
For real, though? This is the,
This is the Pride episode.
You said that this is a very old folklorish tale, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well? Okay, how do I say this? Was Alex in this story ever mentioned to be human to begin with?
I mean, I guess not, like, explicitly, because usually in a story you don't go, our protagonist, human, male, 42 years old, grown up in Eindhoven.
Well then. This is.
Can you take your guess, sir? Like, this enormous
whatever being Alex is, right? Is an analogy for a wandering soul. Not necessarily human, just somebody with a spirit of adventuring. And the story probably goes, I mean, we were left on never seen again, but I will take a guess that there is a conclusion. And the story goes, because in Eastern Europe there's this overarching trend usually for folklore, that you go out to find happiness in life, and then you do these adventures, you go all around the world, but then you find that your happiness is back home, which is a shit take, by the way. But, and they always return. So, Alex returned back home after this, and the story goes that they found out that happiness is, you know, you can live with the simple things in life and still be happy.
I mean, I enjoy that, like, take on it. I do.
Henry's saying that he had an ill take for people who are listening at home.
Not quite. Anyway, shall we go to the resolution then?
Yes. Should I first reveal the twist or, like, do the
whatever
resolution?
Order makes more sense to you.
Yep.
I'll do it like this. I will do the resolution, and afterwards you can have one last guess of what the twist is.
Okay.
And then I'll reveal it.
Okay.
So the resolution, they do actually make it on the other side of this portal, and everything is fine. And they are like on a big, weird, mystical island in the sky, kind of. And this isn't the twist, but plot twist, it wouldn't be like a European folklore slash medieval-ish story without a dragon. There's a dragon, and now they get to be the hero and kill the dragon.
What? Be the hero and kill the dragon? Fuck off. They're not gay.
It's...
Pride ends here.
Pride ends here,
you homophobic asshole.
Would a gay person, like, have fucked the dragon or something?
You are so foul for this. A dragon is just so cool. Why not just appreciate the creature for what it is?
I thought the setup here was like, drag on these nuts, you know, that kind of...
Bully. Go on, Anna.
They do eventually, however, not succeed in this challenge, let's say. And they do die, and that is the end of the story. And it's kind of like theorized that the story is kind of a tale of like, be a little bit ambitious, but maybe not too much, or you'll like die, I guess. I don't know. Like, maybe it's kind of mistranslated, but it wasn't. The ending was kind of mid compared to the rest of the story.
In my eyes, going into a cave is a lot less ambitious than going into a straight portal to fucking hell and seeing the charcoal boys dance in front of you, you know?
Okay, but is this the point where we try to guess the twist again? Or not the twist, but whatever the thing is.
Yeah, go ahead.
That gave us basically nothing. Did it give anything to you, Henry? Honest?
No, I do not have any.
Now I'm
like,
actually
more...
like trying to like honestly do this, and it's... What the fuck can it even be? I mean, it's overarching, right? So it's not specifically anything about Alex, or is it?
Alex is kind of a little bit involved in the overarching, but it's...
So it's not directly about them. What the fuck?
The message is, never try to do anything new. That's like...
Based.
Yes, stay depressed, people. Okay, don't try new things.
Guess...
Stay in bed. Sleep 11 hours a day.
Honestly, I have no idea, so I'm gonna keep my original guess, because this gave me fuck all with that dragon story.
I'm gonna also keep my original guess, because it was just better than Rudy's. Go ahead.
Damn. Okay, so the twist is that this is all made the fuck up, and just an analogy of the game Minecraft.
Oh, God.
You know, Henry, and I am sure you also thought of this. You thought of making this bit, right?
What?
You thought of making this bit about Minecraft when you heard the story, but you didn't, because that was like, who's gonna know about fucking Minecraft? In a sense of, because I was, when Anna was telling the story, I was like, yeah, Portal to Hell, fucking hills, labyrinth. I was like, this just asks for a bit of Minecraft, right? But I was like, I'm not gonna do it, because I think at some episode we already did, and I was like, I'm not gonna put a video game bit in my podcast. and then the whole bit is Minecraft. Oh my.
So who's Sven?
It's the pig. It's just a Minecraft pig.
Yeah. I added Sven in there to be a bit of a...
This was a Pride episode because the main protagonist was
just a companion.
And it was all about fucking Minecraft. That's all it was, Henry.
Should I explain a little bit, like, all of the different elements?
You should fuck off.
Are analogous to Minecraft.
All right. If you do it a bit speedy, it would be nice.
So, first off, Alex. So, like, Minecraft has the original skin, which name is, like, kind of Steve, but they also have another skin, Alex, which, like, both in shape and in looks and in name, is more gender neutral, which they added, like, a couple of years ago. Then Sweden. Well, Minecraft originally was made in Sweden. Village, I mean, this is looser, but, like, there are, like, a bunch of anonymous villages in Minecraft. Carpenter, blacksmithing, love making things, crafting, kind of. They wanted to explore a little, because, I mean, Minecraft is also an exploration game. Portal, so this portal, like, in the middle of a field, is a ruined portal, which is in Minecraft. It also has, it's, like, in the overworld, and also has, like, netherrack around it, like, yeah, that stuff around it.
Yes.
Then, of course, the Nether. Right. And the big dark building is a Nether fortress. And demons made up of only flames, blazes, like bones turned to charcoal with the skeletons.
Yeah, you know, now it's all coming in now.
And then, I mean, the cave, I guess. And then, like, the entire last bit was the stronghold. Like, big long corridors, and then the resolution was, like, there in the end, like, the big floating island in the sky, and there's the Ender Dragon.
As an ally...
This has been a failed experiment.
Yep. As an ally, can I turn homophobic?
Yes. It's your podcast.
We'll have to do a beep a lot here.
Jesus.
Because he's been fucking plaguing me since the last half a year. I recently played a game, very nice game to play on, like, road trips and whatnot. For those who don't
know.
Sorry,
am I still bleeping all of this? Or is
no,
like,
no, no, you just bleeped the wrong keywords. The concept is simple. You come up with something, and then I have to ask you questions. You can only answer yes or no. I have to guess what you have imagined. We all played this game at some point.
Mm-hmm.
And in one party I was in, for 2 hours, I was trying to guess somebody's prompt who was Pillager Tower from Minecraft. And I'm sorry, but Minecraft has been such a nice experience when I was a child. But what it has become these days is, like, it's plaguing me. And I don't like it. And this was an L take, failed experiment, you rat fucking coward. And I'm also salty because at some point I honestly did think... This really is a good setup for a Minecraft bit, but I'm not going to do it because it's too on the nose. And then I didn't do it, and I fucking... Fuck this. Goodbye.
Should have known better. All right. Well, I guess thank you for the episode, Anna. I appreciate you coming on. I hope you had a good time. I thought it was fun.
We will never have guest hosts over again.
All right. Cheers to that.
Well, I'm sorry for being a shitty host. Honestly, it's not my fault, it's Henry's fault. So if you do have feedback on that, please go to The Vagabond Dilemma, which is the name of the podcast, at gmail.com to contact Henry.
Right. And if you want to go to my Instagram, go to 000rudis000 on Instagram.
Thank you, Rudy.
And leave me hate mail, please, right there. That's the ideal place to just rip into me, all right? Also, we have the Spotify thingy still, so if you're on Spotify, you can reply there. And Anna, would you like to plug something, or are you good?
I'm good. You can't find me anywhere significant.
You're a ghost.
Ooh. right. Like a ghast in Minecraft.
So true. That's that funny Minecraft reference.
Okay, did you do the outro already?
Yes, thank you everybody. Good night.
Bye.
Fuck off with that Minecraft shit.